Okay.
I'm
getting itchy.
Whatever I do, I see fly balls flying out.
Over my head.
Okay, so this week, Parshas Vayechi. And we have like two different times in this parsha that we have Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed, where he's telling the Shvatim what to do when he dies. And we also have Yosef. By the way, I want to say that this week is sponsored by Yaakov, Yaakov Brown. And it should be a schus for everybody, Klal Yisrael, and Mr. Shemeshiach, Meher
V'Yamin.
Amen. Okay, so yes, we have in this week's parshas, we have Yaakov on his deathbed, and we have Yosef on his deathbed, and they're both asking the Shvatim to do something after they die. So we're going to talk about today about the sugya of when someone asks you to do something with money. We're going to talk with money or with Yerusha, with nechassim, and then they die before you have a chance to do it. So what's going to be in that case? So we'll start with the Gemara in Gittin Daf Gimel and Aleph. The Mishnah says, I'm just going to go to the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says like this: Tnu mana leish pliny umeis.
Kama
Shchimra or Stam? Right? So we're not talking about Shchimra. Shchimra has a special din.
Oh, so
right. Many of them burned the whole shir before I start. So, we'll get there in a minute. Yeah. So, Tanu Mona Lish Pliny Umeis. Somebody says, give this mana to a guy, and then he dies before you have a chance. So the Mishnah says, Yitnu Lachamis, you got to give it to the guy after the person dies. Right, so just to make it simple, Reuven's on his deathbed, he says, give this money to Shimon, and then Reuven dies, you gotta give it to Shimon. The Yarshim have to give it to Shimon. Like the Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Mata Mishmei Derav. V'hu shetzibayrin umunachin bekaren zavis. The only time that you have to give the money, or whatever he's saying to give to Shimon, after Reuven dies, it's only if it's wrapped up and put, like, set aside. It's set aside in the corner, and he says, okay, give that money to, give the money to this guy, so then that's the only time it's going to work. So, okay, so that's Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel. So the Gemara wants to talk about Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel. It says, Mamaya Skina. So what are we talking about? Ilema Babari, if we're talking about a guy who is healthy when he made this proclamation, and then he dies, so Kitzi Bayrin, my Habe, who cares if it's wrapped up and set aside in the corner? It's not going to... You still do not have to give it. Why? Because Haloi Mashach. Lamaisa Shimon never made a Kenyan. He never was Maisha. He never did a Mashicha on the money. So it should have worked. Why should the Kenyan work? Just because he said he wants something to happen with it, it shouldn't work. If the guy's healthy, right? There's no special din of a Shimon.
Didn't you start off by saying that the case is that the guy's on the
deathbed? No, I didn't. No. I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Okay. I just said that Yaakov and Yosef, they were on it. But we're gonna talk about something a little drop different. But we'll see. The Gemara is gonna say what we're talking about. But if someone stumbles and makes a proclamation and he doesn't know that he's gonna die, and then the next day
he's not even sick.
So far the Gemara says that, well, if we're talking about a guy who's healthy, so we don't understand how that should work. Why should the other guy get the money if the guy was never kind of when the person was alive? So the Gemara says the El B'Shchimra. So must be we're talking about someone who's on his deathbed. So if we're talking about someone on his deathbed, my Yitzvayim, so why does it have to be wrapped up and set aside? It doesn't have to be wrapped up and set aside. Ki ain't Tzvayim Nami. The Hakaimel, we know, like Benny said, the Divrei Shchimra, there's a special din by Shchimra that whatever he says is as if it's already done. It's like written and it was given over. He says, I want this. The guy on his deathbed said he wants this thing to go to Shimon. It's as if he wrote a star. Shimon was kainet, and everything's good. So it doesn't have to be wrapped up. So the Gemara is saying, so what's this memra? The Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel says, oh, that the Mishnah is only talking about if it's wrapped up and set aside. Right? If it's a bari, then even if it's wrapped up and all set aside, beautifully wrapped and everything, that's not going to help. And according, if it's a shimra, you don't need that. Okay? So the Gemara gives two terutzim. I'm not going to go through them. Okay? The Gemara gives two terutzim. I just want to get on. So one says, what are we talking about? A bari, one says, what are we talking about? Shchimra. But we're gonna jump right to Taisus. Okay? Taisus has a kash like this. Taisus says, what did the Gemara just say? The Gemara said that if we're talking about a bari, someone who's healthy, and he says that he wants this mana to go to Shimon, right? From now on, we're talking about Reuven's the guy dying, or is gonna die, and Shimon's the guy that's gonna accept it. He'll make life a little easier. Okay, so So we just said that if someone's healthy, Reuven's healthy, and he makes this proclamation that he wants to give this to Shimon, and then he dies. So Gemara says, what do you mean? He never made a kinyan. Shimon never made a kinyan, so it shouldn't help. Right? Shouldn't help. Practices, it should help. Why? Because there's another concept that we learn out later on from Daf Tezvav and Gittin. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. There's a special lineage of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. There's a special mitzvah to be m'kayim the divrei ames. When a mace says that he wants something that dies. Not someone that dies after he said something. So it's a mitzvah to be m'kayim his words. So then over here, what's the problem? The guy's a bari, right? So the guy's healthy. The Gemara says, oh, he's a bari, forget about it. There's no, it's not going to work. Why? Because he never made a kinyan. Yeah, but there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So the Mishnah could be talking about a bari. He says, Tanu manal ish pliny, and then he dies. So you got to give it because of this inyan of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames.
Yeah, but it's not his money anymore. No, it doesn't go to his kids, to the Yorshim.
Well, there's a mitzvah to be kind of the Yarshim have to go.
The Yarshim
have to go do the mitzvah.
Okay.
Does that trump the laws of Yerusha?
Yeah, the higher mitzvah kind of remains to be that the Yarshim have to do that.
So the guy says,
Yarshim have to go be Mekayim, the Divrei Ames.
The guy says, when he's healthy, I want my entire estate to go to Donald Trump. He needs the money. And then he dies, and then all the Yarshim come forward, and they don't get a penny.
That's right.
Is that really?
I mean, according to what we know right now, that should be the case. Maybe as we're going on, we'll see a little more of a gap.
Does there have to be any Eden, like 1 Eden, 2 Eden?
Right. So I don't know. It seems right now that as long as a guy says this to Yarshim or to someone, that guy is going to have a mitzvah. The Yarshim is going to have a mitzvah. I don't know. Could be you'll need Eden. I'm not sure. It makes sense that you would need Eden. But okay, so as a practice, right? Why is the Gemara saying as a flat out thing that if a guy is healthy, then it's not shaykh for this kinyan to go to Shimon? What do you mean? Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So Zok Taisvus says that the only time you say, and this is the only time you say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, we bring the futurism, but this we bring in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. The lo yamina mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames ela bedaver shehushlush mitchila l'kach biyad shlish. You don't just say like you just said. You don't just say, the guy says, I want to give my entire estate to Donald Trump, then it's going to work. No, it's only if the guy gave all this estate to a third party, he gave it all to his attorney, and he said, you, when I die, give that what I just gave you, give that to Donald Trump. Then that's going to help. If a guy just makes proclamations, my estate should go here, should go there, that's not going
to
do anything.
It's only a shlish, though?
Right, it has to be that you gave it to a third party.
Oh, the third party is the shlish.
The third party has to be holding on to the nechassim, or holding on to the money. So then we say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Because then maybe, Kipshuta, you can say this, as far as that, he already started to give it to him.
Shows that he really, really wants that.
And he's already, started to give it to him. He gave it to the third guy. He gave it to him.
That seems to abrogate all the dinim of Arut of Yerusha.
What does?
That dim, being the kayim with divrei ames.
Because you gave it a day shlish.
Right, no,
would there be an option to give it back to the kids?
The kid.
He gave it to Shlish, means he already
gave it to Shlish. You gave it to your attorney to give to a different guy, so then you have to listen. That's the way it works. Tell Yerushim, I'm sorry. Next time, be nicer to your parents. So, that's what Taisus says. Okay, so that's Taisus Terence. Okay, so the kash is like this. The Gemara in Gittin, later on in Daf Mem. This is the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So Daf Mem, the Gemara says a case like this. Let's say a guy says, Ki Yasser of Shmuel by Yehuda Amr B'Yechana. Misha Amr B'Shas Misasai Plainis Shivchasi Kairas Ruach Asasobi. Right, this guy has a shivcha, and what he says is, listen, this shivcha was just the best shivcha I had. She always brought me my food on time. She made me so happy. So yaseloi kairis ruach. I want you to make her happy. And okay, what would make her shivcha happy?
Free her.
Then the guy dies. Okay, so this is he said b'shas misa. I want my shivcha to go. I want shivcha to go free, basically. So the Gemara says, "Kaifin es ha'yarshim, va'isim like kairis ruach." You force the yarshim to free her, basically. That's what the Gemara says. You force the Yarshim to free her. Now, was there any Hushla Shayidei Shlish here? No. Right? He didn't give the Shivcha to a third party and said, when I die, the Shivcha should go free. He just said, when I die, the Shivcha should go free. And that's what the Yarshim have to do. So what's Pshat in Taisus? How can Taisus make this gather that the only time you say Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis is when you give it to a third party? Okay? A few different tirutzim, but I'll let Taisus himself deal with this. Taisus himself in Bava Vasra, Daf Kuf Mem Tes. Anybody that has a few hours, there's a nice long Taisus, starting on Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, going all the way to the bottom of Kuf Mem Tes Amud Beis. And in there, he asks this kasha on himself, basically. And he says a very interesting thing. There are some other truths that maybe we'll get to later. First one, I want Tais to take care of himself. He says, Yesh lonu loymar, v'tzarech loymar, digabi shichra, by freeing a shivcha, Yesh lonu loymar, yoyser mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. Look, Tais, it's more of a mitzvah. Everything else, that's just a level B mitzvah, a level A mitzvah. You talk about freeing a shivcha, that's an A plus mitzvah. So if it's a bigger mitzvah, that's a bigger mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. It's more of a mitzvah to be l'kayim divrei ameis when it relates to freeing a shivcha.
And therefore it doesn't need a shlish.
So therefore it doesn't need a shlish. Hell, right? Not yeah.
It's an issue.
To free a shivcha. For some reason, it's more of a mitzvah to listen. That's what he says. Yesh lonu loymar, yoyser mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis mi b'shar devarim.
Is there nothing? No explanation?
That's it. That's what he says. Kuf mem tes amud beis. Well, maybe we'll see some other tefillos later on.
Does he acknowledge the kasha from the other tefillos?
Yeah, that's basically what he's doing. He's basically asking this Gemara, daf mem, on himself over here. And this is the parashah that
he knows the same about tefillos.
Well, he brings Rebbeinu Tam. This is Rebbeinu Tam.
Oh, this is Rebbeinu Tam?
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is Rebbeinu Tam's parrots. He brings Rebbeinu Tam over here.
Well, he is Rebbeinu Tam.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of other places.
So, I mean, how do you know it's the same one?
When he says Rebbeinu Tam, he means Rebbeinu Tam. There's only one Rebbeinu Tam. But there's a lot of Bali places, a lot of people that wrote places. So
the one over here is also Rebbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
The one over here is Rebbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
the sources
for. Okay. So that's Taisus Pshat. And then there's a nice long run. This is a big sugya. A nice long run over here. Ran asks a different kash on Taisus. He brings Rebbeinu Tam, same shot, that it's only when it's Hushlish Haideshlish. And he asks a kash from a Teisefta in Bava Vasra. The Teisefta says, Tanya, Tinasein Sada Plainis Laplaini, and then he dies, give this field to Plaini. Rabbi Yom Yisaychev, a Chomer Malay Zaychev. The Kaipin is a Yarshim Mekayim Mitzvah Sameis. The Tosefta says that you force the Yarshim to Mekayim what the Mace asks you. So again, what did he say? He said, give this field to Shimon. Reuven says, give this field to Shimon. The Tosefta says, Kaipin is a Yarshim Mekayim Mitzvah Sameis. Zok Deran! He never gave it to a shlish. He never gave it to his attorney and then said, give that to Shimon. So they hear also, they have another kash on Taisus, sucked around. Yeah?
Iran asks a caution?
Iran asks a caution on a minute time.
Yeah.
Oh, he asks a caution. Yeah. The Tosefta says that if somebody says, give this field to Shimon, and then he dies. So the Tosefta says, "Kaifin es hayarshim l'kai mitzvah sameis." You force the yarshim to listen to the mace, and they have to turn over the field.
Okay.
Now, according to Tosfos, the only time you say mitzvah l'kai divrei ameis is when you give it to a shlish.
Maybe that's not talking about karka.
Okay, when you say give it to a shlish, then you're
because karka.
Maybe karka's got a different.
Maybe, but until I see that,
you can't give karka.
You could give karka to
the rights for the future. Is that basically what you're doing? That's what you do in general when you give something to the attorney.
I hear what you're saying by shivcha. It was bothering me also, but a sada you can give to an attorney.
A shlish.
Yeah, you write him over the deed. Let's say, you know, you give the deed to an attorney and say.
Where did Pesach say this original thing about that you have to do a shlish? Where I just remind me.
This is your gimel. Your gimel. That's where that's where we started off.
I know.
Mishnah. Then Pesach asks the kash, and he says, only mitzvah kind of mace
idea. What was it then in your gimel?
Your gimel was the guy says tnu manu l'plani umes.
So you don't have to give it.
So the Gemara says no. So the Mishnah says you do. Right. So the Gemara says, what, are we talking about a bari? About a bari, it's not chai. It's like, why not? They can be talking about a mitzvah kaim divrei meis. It's like, there's no. The only time you say mitzvah kaim divrei meis is it. Okay? Okay, so that's the kash of the Ran asked something. So the Ran brings the Ramban.
When you give it to a shlish, you're not making him the owner, are you?
No. He's just the attorney.
He's the custodian or the escrow agent.
I like to refer to him as an attorney.
Well, don't.
For which practice?
Okay, yeah. So the
seriously. I mean,
yeah, whoever it is, whoever you want.
Like the guardian or the administrator or whatever it is, but he's not the owner.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that's the Ron's Kasha places. So we're coming at places in all directions. So therefore, he brings the Ramban. And the Ramban says a very good thing there. Yeah. Everyone's trying to find the getter when you say mitzvah kaim de remes. So the Ramban's gather is like this. He says there's two times when you say mitzvah kaim de remes. Either of two things. Two times where you'll say mitzvah kaim de remes. Either when you appoint a shliach. Like Taisis sounds similar to like what Taisis is. Your hushla saideish, that you appoint a shliach. Or, this is where he's adding out to Taisis. Or, this is the Ramban. The Ramban brings the Ramban. The Ramban also, there's a nice long, every single reading here has a nice longer read because on everything. So there's a Ramban also that goes through this if you want to look in the Chiddush. But the Ramban brings it basically to Kitzer. And he says that number one is where you point the Shliach. That's where you say Mitzvah Kaim Devar Ameis. Number two is when he gives you a direct command. When he commands you, do this, I want you to do this with my property. So if it's a direct command, or if you appoint a shliach to do it. Okay? That's the Ramban's gear. That's the only time you say mitzvah kaim devar meis.
It's a direct command as opposed to...
Just saying, you know, I'd appreciate, some...
I want to give this. He didn't know he was going to die.
Oh, so he...
Saying what he'd like to do.
Right. He's saying what he wants to do, right. So he says here, what's over here...
I'd like to give this money to this person.
He's not telling you to go give it. He's not. He's not telling you. You make sure to go give it. He's just saying, you know, I'd love for to get $100 from the estate somehow.
But when he's telling him to do it, he's essentially appointing him the shliach. How's it to his? No, but he didn't give it to him. He didn't give it to him. Sure, but he told him that. But shliach, he's saying you give it to him, so that's how they shlish. That's not. Wouldn't that be the same thing?
Yeah, I guess it's similar. He says dafko b'mamana shliach.
Oh, no, right. If we manage shliach and he gave it to him, so that's how they shlish.
Maybe, okay. Yes, I don't know.
He managed shliach, but he didn't give it to him.
I managed shliach
to give this person $100, but I didn't give you the money. You don't have to give him the money?
Right, so that's the thing. He just says he's managed shliach.
Okay.
That's what he says. So, does he mean that he actually gave him
the
I don't know if I don't know if he has to give it. No, he doesn't say that. That's why I don't want to say this.
What about he's arguing about Minotam? Is it my Minotam?
Well, I think he's saying his own good. I mean, he's saying his own good. He's saying that when you're Mamana Shliach or when you command your Yarsha. The way I'm learning is that as long as he appoints a Shliach, he appoints something, you're gonna take care of this. Then that's fine. He doesn't have to give it away. That's what I would say. Okay, fine. So that's his two things. So he says, what about our case? What happened in our case? The guy said, Tanu Mana Laplaini.
Right.
That sounds like a command to me, right?
Right.
So Zokter Ban, he means the Ban brings the Ban. Chi Tema Bahamas Nisim Tanu Kamar. Lav Koshihi. Listen to this. The masnisin love him at Sabaskinum. He didn't command him to. Ela Korkon de Meiser Devara Wa'e de Maskinum. He just brought him into the room. He said, listen, this is what I want to have their property, and now, okay, now you're Aiden.
It's all take. So what do you mean? He said Tanu Mana.
So even though the Mishnah says Tanu Mana Laplaini, which sounds like he's commanding his Yarshim to do something, Dr. Ramban. No, that's not what happened. What happened was is that he called Edom into the room, and he said, you know, I want to give this to Pliny. But there's no, like, direct command. That's on the Ramban Pliny.
Why would you bring Edom into the room?
I don't know. I don't know. So that's why I think, I don't know, Stukalash. It's not so good. So the Ramban didn't like it either. So the Ramban also goes a little way. So he brings Tysus, brings up the Ramban. So look, the Ramban. The Ramban says a different thing. Which is also, I mean, another interesting thing. He says that when you say the Lashon of Tanu, so when you say a Lashon of Tanu, that's even better than Mitzvah Kayim Devemes. He says that Mishas Dibura Zachabai. From the time that a guy says Tanu, the other person's Zaychenet. This is what he says. Kitana Yitnu La'achar Misa. When a guy says Yitnu La'achar Misa, the reason why you're giving it to him is not because Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Meis. The reason is Mishum D'Mishas Dibura Zachabai. V'loi Mishum Mitzvah. Now, why do you have to do it? I don't know. But when a guy says Yitnu La'achar Misa, Mishas Dibura Zachabai, V'loi Mishum Mitzvah. Why? It's like the Ramban. Because it was because Mitzvah, what's the Nafkamina? What's the Nafkamina? Guy says Mishas Dibura Zacha, or it's because Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis. Zazak Duran, you know why? Because let's say the Yisraelim are Ketanim. So Ketanim are not B'nai Mitzvah, right? So Ketanim are not B'nai Mitzvah, so the whole Musig of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis wouldn't apply to them.
At least not until later,
yeah. He doesn't say not until later, he just says that they wouldn't apply. He's saying that when you say a Lashon of Tenu, Yitnu L'Achamisa, that Lashon of Tenu L'Achamisa, that has nothing to do with Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis.
What was the Gemara in Gimel?
So that's what he's saying. The Gemara in Gimel, we can't learn that this is talking about the reason is because Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis, because since he said the Lashon of Tanu, Yidnu Lachamisa, it's better than that. It's nothing to do with Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis. You're out of the world of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis. If you're in the world of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis, he says, then other things will apply, like that the Yisrael Markatanim wouldn't apply. So we're not.
So Nachman, so what did that again? How does it fit in with that Gemara? What did that Gemara say?
So the Gemara says Tanu Manolish Pliny Umeis.
Yeah,
the Gemara says. So the Gemara says Tanu Manolish. I think it's the same. Tanu Manolish Pliny, and then he dies.
But the Gemara says.
So it's not else Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis, because since he used the lashon of Tanu, so we're out of the world of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis.
The proper question you want to know is
So how does
the Gemara says if it's a bari, right? So yeah. Basically, the kasha was if it's a bari, what's the problem? Why don't you just say that he has to do it because mitzvah kaim divrei ameis? The kasha was if it's a bari, so then even if it's a bari, it's not going to help.
What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said if it's a bari,
so then even if it's wrapped up and put in a corner,
it's not
going to
help.
Rectitis, why not? Mitzvah kaim divrei ameis.
So you're telling me even...
Like the Ran, no, this is nothing to do with Mitzvah Kaim. Since you use the Lashon of Tanu, you're out of the parsha of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis.
What would be the correct Lashon?
But still Shvarei the Gemara then.
Right, we're still not...
Well, why do you... No, because you can't... The Tysus Kasha was... The Bari should have to give it because Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis.
That was Tysus Kasha, but according to the Ran, you tell me you have to give it...
That's Tysus Kasha, and the Ran's coming to answer that. Ran's coming to answer that Kasha.
Yeah, so
by saying that no, it's not mitzvah because once you use the lashon of tanu, then you're out of the world of mitzvah. The kind of
difference. So what is it then there?
By Yinu Lachamisa?
The Ran. What does the Ran say?
Right. So
you're out of the world of mitzvah. And
so he says mishas dibura zachabei.
Go to your baitus. The Gemara's baitus shver. Even in the Ran. You tell me the Ran is asking on Tosis, right?
No, the Ran's answering Tosis' question.
The Ran says that saying there's no mitzvah, but what is there? But you're talking.
But you're the same kasha.
Right. So.
Why
is
the Ran the Gemara?
No, because then he says, that if once you're out of the parish of mitzvah kind of mitzvah, then you have to make a kinyan on the before misa.
Oh, then you would need.
Then you have to make a kinyan on the before mitzvah before the guy dies.
You just said the guy would. The Ran says it would be zeichet.
Mishas dibur zeichaba.
Yeah.
But he says, but that's the Gemara's kasha, that if you didn't make a kinyan, if you never made a kinyan, it's not going to work. It shouldn't work.
So what's Mishas Dibura Zaycha?
So the Gemara's kasha, since the guy says Yitnu, so it should work because Mishas Dibura, he should be Zaycha. And then the Gemara says if you didn't make a kinyan, then it's not Shaykh to be Zaycha. It's not Shaykh to be Zaycha Mishas Dibura.
So you just said the Ran says if you say Tnu, it works, you're saying Mishas Dibur. Isn't that what you just said? what the Ron says?
Seems like he's learning this. Seems like he's learning this into the Gemara. That seems like he's.
So the Ron's coming to ask on Tosis.
Yeah. So he's trying to answer Tosis' kasha, but by the way that he's doing it, it seems like he's saying that Elam Babari, and therefore Mishasti Buru, who's Atha. So then you have to make. What do you mean? Mishasti Buru is that you have to make a Kenyan. If you never made a Kenyan before the guy dies, then you're not gonna be able to say Mishasti Buru.
Because you're saying he takes
care of Tosis. I mitzvah?
There's no mitzvah.
No mitzvah.
Fine. So he's basically taking care of Tosis.
He's taking care of mitzvah. Yeah.
The Gemara's still good, and the Gemara
has to go
good,
on.
Not sure. Right.
The Gemara's good. Yeah. Okay, so that's the run.
So if anything, you still need to make a Kenyan. Okay, just say that. Fine.
Okay. So what about.
What about the other cases? Like Karka?
Which case? Oh, when the guy says give karka to.
Yeah, the case.
So did he.
Shivcha. Is that in all those cases?
So did he say tanu there?
Go back to Shivcha, yeah.
I don't know if he used lashon tanu, then it would be mitzvah kind of erase. He's just coming with the lashon like tanu is. He used the lashon like tanu.
Does Sefer say tanu?
Yeah, by Shivcha.
He said Sada plainus the plainy.
Much by Shivcha, he just said us to the Kar Yisrael.
He didn't say tanu.
So there would be mitzvah.
Right. Once you use the lashon of tenu, it's something you're using
there,
more
there,
real kinyan.
Okay, there would be mitzvah.
By Sada Plain to Plaini?
No, by Shifra, yeah.
Yeah, by Shifra also is a mitzvah.
So that wouldn't be shrimp.
That's how it works.
Right.
The Gemara says that Shifra works. The Shifra goes free. Right? So according to the Ran, mitzvah lekayim you're always going to have, except if you use the lashon of tenu. Also, I mean,
what the Ran means, but when he says that it's chala, he means that that's what the guy wants to do. When a guy says tnu, it means that I want you to give it now. And if you're using
he wants it to be zaita now.
That's what he wants. So of course you're going to need a kinyan. There's no one to do it because he wasn't giving a tzivui for after missing.
Mm-hmm. He really wants it now. So Mishasti Buru is zaita, he wants it now. Okay, so what's Rashi hold? So Rashi Daf Yadal Mabei says like this. He says that. He brings a case. The case over here is talking about if somebody gives a mana to a guy, to shliach, and he says, take this mana and give it to Plain. Okay, so Reuven gets the shliach, gives him $100, and says, give this to Shimon. Then, as he's traveling, Reuven dies. Okay, so what happens with that money now? Does it go to the Yerushim, or does it go to the Shimon? Zok Rashi, explaining the Gemara. La'achar shem masrin l'shliach meis. After you give it to shliach, Reuven dies. Va'dai mekabel chai, but Shimon's still alive. Hilkach mishas misas hanoisein zocho behem hamekabel. At the time that the noisein dies, so the mekabel is zoich in it. Why? Mishum the mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis va'afilu hayabari. Even if the guy was healthy when he sent the money, and then he dies, and Shimon's alive, and the money's in transit, he says, since there's a mitzvah that kaim divrei hameis, Shimon was zoich in it. Okay? This is a little different than the Ran. Wait, I don't understand. The Ran is learning, it's not the pshat that Shimon's zoich in it because of mitzvah kaim divrei hameis. Ron's learning the idea of mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis is that after he dies, then there's a mitzvah to go and make sure that he gives him the money. So you have a mitzvah to go do it. Not that the kinyan's chal. From Rashi, Rashi's learning that the second that the guy dies, the second that Reuven dies, Shimon zoich in that money because of mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis.
According to that, was there a kinyan?
According to what?
That second.
Rashi. Yeah, so as soon as the guy dies, that's what mitzvah kind of is. We're getting teeth into what mitzvah kind of is. There's a chakira. Is mitzvah kind of just a mitzvah? Or is it that it's a kinyan?
Yeah, That's what I'm asking.
Right.
Was there
so,
a kinyan according to Rashi?
Right, so according to Rashi, it's mashed up there's a kinyan. He's zeich in it.
At the moment of Misa?
Yeah. At the moment of Misa, Mitzvah kind of remains says that Shimon is kinda that money. But according to the Ran,
it's like
Koine, it says Zeichen. He's Zeichen. It's like a Kaina Kenyan. How
maybe,
you Zeichen is the guy never gave it to him yet.
Step before Kenyan.
I don't know.
It's got his name on it.
Okay, I mean.
Alright, I'm sorry.
I'm not, it's
on its way because there's a mitzvah to be Mekayim here. So if as long as there's a mitzvah to be Mekayim here, he's got his name on it.
Yeah, but the Ran and Tosis seem to be learning that it's not, the guy's name is not on it until he actually, there's a mitzvah for the Yarship to deliver it to him, and then once the guy gets it, then he's Zeichen.
Right. Oh, then he's...
Right. Oh, Zeichen Kinyan, I mean, I don't know if there's such a difference.
Once he dies, he gets as if it's his right away.
Yeah.
So there's no mitzvah, I mean, it's not like, you're not Mekayim a mitzvah doing anything. It's already... It's like a done.
Right. So then you're asking. So what's the mitzvah?
You gotta fulfill
it's
it.
It's his.
You gotta fulfill it.
It's like it's so you're not allowed to steal. It's like no the mitzvah. It's like it's Shimon's. Okay. So we'll get to that too. We'll get to that.
You have a mitzvah
idea
to deliver.
Soon.
You have a deliver. You have a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the mitzvah.
Right. But according to Rashi, if as soon as the
it could food, be his, but it's in Chicago. We gotta get it to the guy.
Right. So you're saying it's a mitzvah to just to make sure that my money gets to me.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that could be the mitzvah. Just mitzvahs make sure that I get my money.
Make sure it goes. Make sure it gets.
Okay,
make sure it
goes. I hear it. But here's the difference I'm trying to make between Ran and Rashi. Yeah, the difference between Ran and Rashi. Ran just holds that there's a mitzvah for the Yarshim to go do something with the land, to go free the Eved. Not that the Eved is kind of herself. The Shiva is kind of herself the second that the guy dies. The mitzvah is them to go do it or facilitate it or whatever or to give the field. But according to Rashi, Rashi's learning that no, the guy is zeichen it the second the guy dies. The second Reuven dies, Shimon zeichen it.
So even if they would be ketanim,
yeah, exactly. There we go. So Ran's whole nachmir is not going to work. Okay. So what's Rashi going to learn with HaMishnah? I didn't talk about Rashi yet on purpose. We went straight to Tosis. So what's Rashi going to hold? Rashi says the mitzvah l'kayim de rameis happens the second that the guy dies. What's with HaMishnah? New Manalish Pliny, and he dies, so right away, Shimon should be zeichen it. So Tosis Kasha should be very stark with Rashi. Right? Tosis got out of it by saying, go social side, they shlish. Well, what's Rashi going to hold? Is Rashi going to say the same tarets? Maybe.
What would be the difference between his case and this?
Which case? Oh, the case of Hylas?
Yeah,
okay, we'll
take
it. So, I mean, in that case, let's get to that in a second. Let me just read you to what Rashi says, okay? So again, Tosis Kasha was that the Mishnah said that somebody says, Reuven says, give this mana to Shimon. And then Reuven dies. The Mishnah said you gotta give it to Shimon. Right? Zok, the Gemara we're talking about when it's wrapped up and all wrapped and ready to go. Back to Gemara, if we're talking about a Bari, there's no way for that Bari to get the money without being Meshach. Right? There's no way for Shimon to get the money without making a kinyan on that money. Fractisus, why not? We know the Indian of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. So even if the guy was healthy a second before, but he expressed his interest that this money should go to Shimon, so the second that Reuven dies, the money should go to Shimon. So we can be talking about a bari. Why are we talking about someone who's healthy? That's fine. Right? So Tosis got out of it, Ran got out of it, their man gets out of it. What's Rashi going to say? You ready for this? Zok Rashi. It must be a liba demand the less late mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. This Gemara is only going like the man that doesn't hold a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, there's a certain man that holds no. There's no such thing as mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. It's a nice concept, nice idea. There's no when we're talking about kinyan, we're talking about a real, you know, ownership, property, whatever. That has nothing to do with. That's a nice idea. Yeah, you should be l'kayim divrei ameis. Maybe keep it over. Hey, okay, that's nothing to do with, you know.
Whether there is or isn't a mitzvah. I mean, kind of
whether there's actually going to be any real difference. So Rashi says that forget about it. You don't have to get busy with making Gedar and Duran and Raman, Mishnah Sibura. Forget it. We're not talking about that. We're not going like that, Madam. The Kash says, why not? Why? We machlik the whole, you mean machlik the whole Mishnah. He's saying that this Mishnah could only learn like the Madama that says that mitzvah, there's no such thing as mitzvah kind of mace. Why couldn't Rashi just say like Tysus?
No, wait a minute. He's going on the Shaka B'Tayis. And when the Gemara had that said that you can't use that.
Okay, fine. Fine, but still, why?
You tell them on the way it is good.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, so then, like that Manoma, why should we be mathic?
Why is it so severe to Tysus? Why is it so severe to everybody else?
Yeah, well, they could all get out of it. Obviously, they don't want to say that, right? I mean, it's a dumb thing to say. The whole Shaka B'Tayis is only like the Manoma. It says Mitzlakayim
Devar Meis. Right. There's still something funny about saying that.
And also, I'll submit to you that it's very simple for Rashi to get out of it. What was Rashi over here? Rashi over here, where he says it's chiddush that the second that the guy dies, Shimon zoicha in it. This is the case of Hailach Man Laplaini. This is mamish like Taisus Hushal Shaydei Shlish. This is like Taisus. Here, take this money and give it to Shimon.
Right.
So exactly Taisus is getting there. Rashi could have also said, and he would have been fine. So what's pushing Rashi? It's not possible. Forget about it. Mitzvah Kaidah Meis is not going to work out this tomorrow. How's that going to work out like Rashi? Okay? So, also, I have another kash. The Chayra, like what Shuli was saying. The pashtus is that when someone's a kash on Rashi and Yodalan. Rashi says that the second that Reuven dies, Shimon zeich in that money, right? But the pashtus is that mitzvah l'kayim d'Reuven Meis is that after the guy dies, there's a mitzvah to do something. It's not like there's a kinyan happening with mitzvah. It sounds like nothing's really happening, but after the guy dies, there's a mitzvah to give a kayim d'Reuven Meis. It's not like any kinyanim are happening here. I would say that the pashtus is like the Ran and Taisus, that really, there's no kinyan going on. As soon as Reuven dies, Shimon zeich in it. When Reuven dies, there's a mitzvah to make sure that the deaths, the mace's wishes are fulfilled. Rashi's taking like a step further. No, that there's a kinyan here. Like, why? What's pushing Rashi to do that?
There's a kinyan when. Right away when the
mace
dies.
Rashi says, as soon as Reuven dies, you just when as soon as Reuven dies, so Shimon is zoicha right away in that, after Reuven dies, and the Yarshim have a positive mitzvah to go make sure that Shimon gets it.
He's only mitzvah kind of mitzvah, it's like an automatic.
That the guy's zoicha in it right away.
Okay.
Not just that he has a right to it, his mom is zoicha in it. So, that's it. And also there's a kasha from Bava Basra. Oh boy, did I get wrong? The Kash Bava Basra, the Gemara Bava Basra says like this. There was a certain guy who was Megayer, Isser Giyera, and he had all this money. And he gave the money to Rav. Okay? So there's a guy, Goy. Goy was Megayer. Before he was Megayer, though, his wife was pregnant with this kid. Okay? Then the wife was Megayer also. Okay, so this is called Hirasa Shaloi Bikdusha, Vilaidasa Bikdusha. So he was conceived as a guy. The baby was conceived as a guy. And then after the Megayer, they had the baby. Okay, so Midin Yerusha, there's no Din Yerusha from the father to the kid, to the son. Okay? Now the son happened to be by name of Rav Mari Bray, who was a big Talmud Chacham. So he had this kid, Rav Mari Bray, and he had all this money, this guy. And he got sick. Okay, now he appointed Rava as his guardian. So Rava's got all the money. And this guy's a guy. And he has this kid, Rav Mari. Okay? So Rava says, I'm in a fantastic position. Because there's no way that Rav Mari can get this money. There's no Din Yerusha. And he goes through the whole Gemara. There's no Din Yerusha. He can't be kindled to him with the Matnei Shchimra, because the Shchimra works with Yerusha. He can't be kindled Agav Karka. He doesn't have Karka. He can't be kindled with Chalik. He goes through the whole thing. The Mamish guy is out of luck. Rav Mari is not going to get to this money. And you know, therefore, who's going to get the money? Yes. Me.
Rava.
Yeah, Rava. This is what Rava is saying over here. Right? So this was going on in this Gemara. Right? So the Gemara says at the end, yeah, there is a way to do it, or it gets way out of it. But so what about Mitzvah Kayim Devar Meis? Who cares? There's no Din Yerusha, there's no Chalipa, but there's a Mitzvah Kayim Devar Meis. So the guy says, I want all this money to go to Rav Mari. It doesn't matter if Mari's his son or not his son. He wants all this money to go to Ramari. So it's a mitzvah kind of Ramais. According to Rashi, he should be zaychin it right away.
It's only a
kashan
Rashi?
No, it's a kashan all of us. Yeah. It's a kashan everybody else. Okay, so these are a few kashan. Let's get to the part before you start. Okay, so Pnei Yeshua here, also nice Arichas. Pnei Yeshua says a few kedushin. First he starts with the Gemara in Ksubis. Should be able to finish. The Gemara in Ksubis says like this. Mitzvah al hayesaimim lefroya chayv abihim. Now you don't have it so many times that the Gemara says that, like mitzvah this. The Gemara says, mitzvah al yesaimim lefroya chayv. If a father dies in debt, so it's a mitzvah for the kids to go and pay off the loan. Zok Rashi, why? Because kavod avihim. It's keep it up. Al she'in lebezin lekayfin. The bezin can't force the yarshin to do it. It's a mitzvah. Right? He says, why? Every mitzvah say we know that bezin can force. So no, because since this isn't a mitzvah like sukkah lulav, it's a mitzvah like derabanan. It's a mitzvah ba'al derabanan. He says, so therefore we're not going to force them to go ahead and do the mitzvah, right? Because since it's just a derabanan, Zok Bnei Yeshua says, according to Rashi, Rashi's not saying that anytime you have a mitzvah derabanan, there's no kfiyah. Bezin can't force you. That's not true. If there's a mitzvah derabanan Hanukkah, there's a mitzvah derabanan, the derabanan can force you to go ahead and do the mitzvah. Okay, but what Rashi means is like this: Why is the Gemara using a lashon of mitzvah? Lashon of mitzvah is among the lashon. Why is it saying mitzvah? Just say. The Yisraelim, you know, there's a din, derabanan, yeah. Chayim, derabanan, to go ahead and be paying a chayim. Elamai, since we're using the lashon of mitzvah, Mashbi is telling us that it's just a mitzvah. There's nothing kfiya. You can't force them. It's a mitzvah. Yeah? So he says, but the gather is like this. Normally there's a mitzvah to go ahead and do it. There's a mitzvah that you have to do. The only time that there's not a mitzvah, because normally, this is what he said. Normally, there's always a mitzvah kaim de remes. Let's talk about mitzvah kaim. Same lashon, right? Mitzvah kaim de remes. So normally, there's always a lashon. There's always a mitzvah kaim de remes. So the only time there's not a mitzvah kaim de remes is when there's a muksik. When there's a muksik trying to be kaimed. Then you don't say mitzvah kaim de remes. Normally, mitzvah kaim de remes is mechuyev you to go ahead and do this, whatever the mitzvah that you're required to do. The only time that it's not gonna require, we don't force you to do it, is when you're trying to take the money away from somebody else. Okay, so he says, "Avazai, that's the pshat by shivcha, right? Shivcha, the guy said he wants the shivcha to go free, right? So he says, I mitzvah lekayim divrei mace, you should have to go, free the shivcha." He says He says, no, but since here the Shivcha is Zaycha in herself, she's the Muxik. She wants to be Zaycha in herself, so that you never get to Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. You don't get to Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis by Shivcha. Right? The kash was that you see by Shivcha, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. So then we had all these kashes, right? That you see that you don't be Hushas like this. All these kashes that we said, it says, no, Shivcha is, there's no Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis when the Shivcha is trying to be Maxik herself. When someone else is the tension here, then that mitzvah cannot override that. He says, that's the pshat by Rava. Rava had all this money, right? So he says, Rava wants to be kind of the money. So he's the one that's the muzik. He has the money in his rishos. He's trying to be kind of it, and you're coming with your mitzvah kind of to take it out of Rava and to give it to Rav Mari. He says, no, that you don't say mitzvah kind of the Ramez. Because you're trying to take it away from a muzik. Someone who's trying to be kind of, and you're taking away to be my kind. That much you don't say. I like this case a lot better. Shivcha, this is the way Pnei Yeshua says. He doesn't say that the reason why, he says by Shivcha, it's she's trying to be Zaycha herself. So Mitzvah L'Kayim doesn't go in, doesn't even play in over there.
She's trying to be Zaycha herself to be free.
Right. Right. So therefore the whole ending of Mitzvah is not Negeya there.
See, because it's only a Tchila, the
You're helping do what she wants also. By Rava, you're going against what Rava wants. But Rava wants to be most like the money. You want to be the kind of to give it to...
Right, so you don't say Mitzvah L'Kayim.
I understand, but by Shivcha...
So I'm saying, by Shivcha, there's no parsha of Mitzvah L'Kayim based by Shivcha. Because since she is trying to be machzik herself, she's trying to be zayich herself.
And the mitzvah, so the mitzvah, for, and the mitzvah,
yeah, I know, but I know, but the mitzvah,
no,
is,
the mitzvah is to take her away, to give her to.
Yeah,
mitzvah is free, yeah. But I don't think that it's coming out to mitzvah. You don't have to get there out to mitzvah. It's not because of mitzvah that she's being zeichen herself. It's not because of mitzvah. It's because she's the one trying to be zeichen herself. So mitzvah doesn't even play in over there.
No,
I know. Let's
no,
leave that for a second.
No, fine. Yeah,
okay, but for Rava is good. Yeah, Rava is, you see,
yeah,
clearly.
Yeah,
you have Rava trying to be matzik. The mitzvah is trying to take it away, so you don't say mitzvah there. Oh, so then he says like this. He says over here, in our case, okay, Reuven said tnu mana lish plaini, okay. So you know lachamisa. So you got to give it lachamisa. So he says like this. The Ben Yeshua says like this. You also don't say. Oh, here's another thing. You don't say, and this will help you by shilcha, by the way. You don't say that you can also take it away from the muchzik of the yisaimim. The yisaimim have a chazaka also. They're trying to be machzik. Let's say by shivcha. The yisaimim want to be machzik in the shivcha. But he says, but the shifcha wants to go free. So the shifcha is able to be kinder herself. Right? But so he says like this. Tnu mana lish plaini, here, you can't take away from the Yarshim. The Yarshim have the money, right? So tnu mana lish plaini, umay sin lachamisa, so that you have to give it to Shimon afterwards. But if the Yisraelim are ma'asik, so you can apply mitzvah l'kayim, divemes, right? Kipshutai. So like that would best be good. So why is Rashi learning that it's not shaykh to be mitzvah kaim de rameis? Even if you say mitzvah kaim de rameis, Rashi should say like Tanei Yeshua. No, because since the Yisraelim are trying to be machzik in themselves, so then you don't say mitzvah to take it out of their chazaka. So like Tanei Yeshua, he says that, no, because since tenu manalish plenty can also mean that the money is by somebody else. It could be by a shlish. It could be that somebody's holding on to it. Tysus is saying that you gave it to a shlish in order to do this thing. Right? You gave it to a shlish to say, I want it to go to Shimon. You, lawyer, hold on to it. And you go give it to Shimon. Okay? Rashi doesn't have to learn that. Rashi, the Mishnah can be even talking about where you didn't give it to anybody. Right? The Mishnah can be talking about, it's new money, it's plenty. Wherever the money is. Maybe the money is by my lawyer. Maybe the money is not. I never told the... Even if I didn't tell the lawyer what to do with it. The money is by... someone's hand. It could be. So once the money could be somewhere, can mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis can go force that person to give the money. So since that case is shayach, it's shayach that this mishnah is talking about a case where that money is sitting by a third party, and there's no direction given to that third party, and mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, according to Rashi, is going to tell you that since there's no mosek here, you got to give it to Shimon. So then there's no way out. Then Mitzvah Kaim Devar Meis is always going to tell you that you have to give the money to Shimon. So Zag Rashi, it has to be that it's not going like that Man Domar. Because if you're learning like that Man Domar, you're going to always have to give it if it's Biyad Achim.
Right.
You're going to have to give it.
You're saying he doesn't want to be mad for that we're talking about Dafka Biyad Shlish?
No, if it's Biyad Shlish, then Rashi's at a law. Then you can't say Mitzvah Kaim Devar Meis. Then it can't be going like that Man Domar. Because then you'd have to give it out to Mitzvah Kaim Devar Meis. And that would be a kash on the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Babari, if you're not kind,
right.
Okay, right?"
So he doesn't want to say that we're talking about.
So he says that we want to talk about all cases. We don't mean like Tysus. That says it's only by one specific case.
He's just saying he doesn't want to be mindful like Tysus.
Right.
Tysus is saying we're talking about a specific case.
Right. And then actually, we want to learn that it's going by everywhere. So it's going by everywhere. So then this case is included. This case is included. Then Mitzvah Kaim Devar Meis is a good kasha. LMI, we're going like the Man Domar that says there's no such thing as Mitzvah Kaim Devar Meis. Yeah. So my only kasha is, and that's this nation. It's a big chiddush. I'm saying it's a big chiddush in itself. But he is very into this. I mean, he answers like you know 10 kashas for this. But he brings rayas and that. He's very into this. But I mean, my only kasha is that we said before there's a chakir whether mitzvah is that you're zayt in it. Or if it's or if it's it's a mitzvah. According to Rashi, which way is it?
It's a
zoicha. That's you said yadalid. So his whole bar is a no. Since the lashon of mitzvah is telling me that it's just a mitzvah, it's not really a kfiyah. If you're zoicha in it, is it a kfiyah? It's mine. You have to give it to me. Of course, you have to give it to me. I was zoicha in it.
He brings that Rashi.
No, doesn't mean Rashi.
He's not
medayik at all. He's not medayik at Rashi. That's my kasha. Rashi Yadalit says that as soon as Reuven dies, Shimon gets it. Shimon zeichin as soon as he dies. So of course you're kaifa wherever the money is to give it to Shimon. Shimon was zeichin as soon as he died. I don't know if this is a kasha really. It could be if we chesmen. There's a lot of chesmen going on, but if it could be chesmen, it might not be such a kasha.
According to the
Bnei Shul,
like I don't know, I think maybe
you
said,
yeah.
You should always have that. There's always tension between whether it's in a third party or not, because the Yerushim always have that.
Yeah.
So how do you not have that?
When it's by someone else.
Even but why isn't the Yerushim?
But they're not a
muxik. They're not a muxik.
Because
somebody else has. He mamish says it clear that if you saw him have it, then he wouldn't say mitzvah kaim der meis. It's like you almost never say mitzvah kaim der meis. Coin this, yeah.
So
now there's another thing of kibud avayim. I'm not getting involved with that. Kibud avayim. If your father says that he wants you to do something with the money, then that even after misa, there's a nina kibud avayim. We're not getting involved. We're just talking about just pashut kinyanim. Who has it or not?
So I mean, you can use the svara and understand Taisus now. Taisus, you're applying for what exactly what Taisus means. What's the svara that you don't? You only say mitzvah kaim der meis when it's biyad shlish. This is the svara. The svara is that you can't say mitzvah kaim der meis
because of the musik. Very good. I hear because of the same or musik that you're saying. But then it should also be by even if you didn't give it bedafka to the shlish to give to Shimon. Seems from Rashi. It seems from Taisus that Taisus is learning that. That you gave it to this shlish to give to Shimon.
Is that how does he say it?
He says, "The loyam mina mitzvah kaim der meis elo bedaver shehushlish mitchila lekach biyad shlish." Originally, you gave it to this shlish to give to Shimon. So if he's learning like this, then he doesn't need that. He just say that
they don't have it.
As long as it's someone else's bank account, then as long as it's not the Yerushim's rishus, it should be okay. Okay, fine.
Myself, you know.